You're listening to SBS News.
Men dominating politics in Timor-Leste is fast becoming a thing of the past.
I think the presidential elections, having four women candidates, is quite a move forward.
Milena Piros is an independent candidate in the 2022 Timor-Leste election and has been fighting for women's rights for more than three decades. If elected, she hopes to facilitate a platform for women to have a voice in the upper echelons of government.
We are mobilising the women's vote. We're telling women that if they want an advocate to sit at the presidential palace, if they want someone to defend women's rights and to continue to promote gender equality, then they need to vote for women.
Since independence in 2002, it was written into the constitution that women and men will have the same rights and duties in all areas of family, political, economic, social and cultural life. But glaring disparities still exist. 59% of women in Timor-Leste over the age of 15 have experienced physical and or sexual partner violence in their lifetime. More men participate in higher education, 8 women for every 10 men. And the adult literacy rate for women is 60%, compared to 69% for men. The participation rate of women in the labour force is substantially lower at 36%, corresponding to the 71% rate for men. Nelsia Gutierrez is a student at university studying political science and public administration and says the election is inspiring, but more can be done.
We guarantee 30% of the participation of women in every sectors, include politics. But in Timor-Leste, we still lack on it. We also have to recognize our potential that we have, the quality that we have.
While a female contender is not likely to secure the position of president in Timor-Leste this election, political analyst Damien Kingsbury says the young nation is moving quickly towards their goals for equality and closing the gender gap.
Women with capacity are getting into government, are getting into ministerial positions, are standing for the presidency in ways in which you just don't get to see in other developing countries.
Milena Perez is competing against 3 other women in this year's election, including Amanda Berta dos Santos, Angela Freites and Isabel Ferreira. She says she hopes to see more in the next election.
Young women are speaking about the importance of having strong role models that they can look up to, that they can aspire to being like.
To bring positive change for all Timorese. Anita Bole, SBS News.